Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us life and breath this morning that we could come and worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们实在要感谢你给我们生命气息，我们可以早晨一起来敬拜你。
Lord, as we reflect upon your grace, your faithfulness for us this year, we cannot help but be thankful to you.
当我们回顾我们过去这一年，你向我们所施的恩典和慈爱，主，我们真是无法不来赞美你。
Lord, we trust that as faithful as you have been to lead us to this point, we trust that you will continue to lead us this coming year.
主，我们相信你的信实带领我们走过了过去这一年，你的信实也必定带领我们走过来年。
Lord, as we come before you as a body, Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would give us your truth.
主，我们作为一个身体，主，我们来到你的面前，主，我们知道你会把真理向我们打开。
As we open up your word, may we hear from you exactly what you want to say to us, your people.
主，求你把你的话语给我们，愿你的儿女真是能够听见你要对我们所讲的话。
We pray that you would give us your truth and may your truth set us free this morning.
主，我们求愿你的真理赐给我们，你的真理也让我们得自由。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
So good to see you. So good to be able to worship with you.
非常高兴能够和大家一起来敬拜，能见到大家。
Since I wasn't here last Sunday, allow me to say this.
因为我上个礼拜天没有在这里，请让我这样可以这样说。
Merry Christmas.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
I know. Christmas Day has come and gone.
知道圣诞节已经来了，也又过去了。
But I trust the meaning of Christmas will remain in our lives.
我盼望这个圣诞节真正的意义可能一直能够存留在我们的心里。
Have you noticed that the world in which we lived in has really just glamorized and commercialized this season that we are in?
大家有没有注意到，我们所住的这个世界已经把这个圣诞节这个节日美化，而且这个商业化。
And for example, the world wants us to focus on shopping and spending money.
这个世界想让我们就是去购物，然后去花钱。
I want to show you some headlines just this last month.
我下面向大家放一下这个最近这一个月的这些新闻，头条新闻。
Black Friday sales numbers hit record heights despite fear of recession.
尽管有这个经济衰退的这个恐惧，但是这个黑五的销售仍然创新高。
Even though there's high inflation, bad economy, it did not stop us from spending money.
虽然有这个通货膨胀，而且这个好像是经济也糟糕，但是没有阻挡我们继续花钱。
I think this picture summarizes what I'm trying to say.
我想下一个照片可以描绘了我所要想说的。
See, she is just so excited. She couldn't wait to do some damage, right? Spend some money.
看她这么兴奋，好像是忍不住一定要要去花钱，要去做些这个破坏。
CNN Cyber Monday record setting spending $12 billion in one day.
在这个 CNN 报道说，这个假日的销售是超过了$120 billion，是创纪录。
How about this next one?Over the 5 days from Black Friday to Cyber Monday, total spending $35 billion.
$38 billion. Yeah, 那个华盛顿邮报这边说，从黑五那天一直到这个网络礼拜一，总共是人们花了是$380 billion.
Another headline.
另一个
Christmas spending over $1 trillion.
另外一个就是在美国这个圣诞节的花费花销是超过$10 billion。
Do you see how this world in which we live in, it wants us to focus on anything else except the true meaning of Christmas, right?
但我们看到这个世界就是想让我们把注意力就放在除了这个圣诞节的真正意义以外其他一切的事情上。
This is my focus and my title for today, Love Came Down.
我今天的这个主题题目也就是这爱的降临。
Even though Christmas has come and gone, I want us to focus on the meaning of Christmas, which is God's love for us.
虽然圣诞节已经来了又过去了，但我还是想让我们来注意到这个圣诞节真正的含义，就是神的爱。
That love should make an impact in our lives and in the lives around us.
这个爱应该影响到我们的生命，也影响到我们周围的人。
So with that in mind, let's read today's passage. Let's read it first time in English and then second time in Chinese.
我们读一下今天的经文，先用英文，然后中文。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life.And that life was the light of all mankind. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
好，我们中文开始。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。凡物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Here's the outline of today's message.
下面是今天这个信息的这个。
God with us, the amazing concept that the creator of heaven and earth, he came to be with us.
神与我们同在，就是那位创造天地的主，他来到世上与我们同在。
Secondly, the spiritual significance of God the Son Jesus becoming fully human.
第二个就是神成了肉身，就是神的爱子变成了人他的这个属灵的意义。
Lastly, how do we display God's love in our lives?
最后就是我们怎样来展示神的爱在我们身上。
Let's look at the first point, God with us. This verse here, chapter 1, verse 1, this verse is talking about Jesus, the Son of God.
我们先看第一点，就是神与我们同在。这个约翰福音一章一节就是讲到的，就是耶稣。
Now this verse is one of those verses in the Bible that has very, very profound theological significance.
这一节经文是圣经里面的一个就是最有这个神学上的深奥意义的。
Because this verse tells us that Jesus is God.
因为这一句经节告诉我们耶稣是神。
Right, this verse tells us that Jesus, he was there in the beginning.
这节经文告诉我们，耶稣在起初就在那里。
Says he was with God.
他与神同在。
And he was God.
他就是神。
Right, and this is what separates us from other religions.
就这一点就把我们和其他的宗教分开。
Many of us probably have been approached by people of other religions wanting to convert us.
大家或许曾经也被其他的宗教人来接触，然后想要试图我们来相信他们。
And you try to tell them, "Oh, thank you, but I'm already a Christian."
我们就告诉他们说，哦，谢谢你，但是我们已经是基督徒。
I read the Bible.
我读圣经。
And I believe in Jesus.
我相信耶稣。
And guess what they say?
你猜他们会怎么说？
We read the Bible too.
我们也读圣经。
And we believe in Jesus too.
我们也相信耶稣。
Right?But you know what? The truth is, they don't believe Jesus is what? God.
但你知道他们这最关键就是他们不相信耶稣是神。
To them, Jesus is simply a good teacher, a prophet, that's all.
对他们来讲，耶稣只不过是一个很好的一个老师或者是一个先知。
And today this verse tells us, no, Jesus, he is God.
但这一节经节告诉我们不是那样的，耶稣是神。
And not just that, verse 14 we read that he came and he made his dwelling among us.
而且14节我们读到他来到这个世上，他住在我们中间。
Now the word dwelling comes from this word, tabernacle.
这个住这个字、其实是本来的意思就是帐幕。
Now this is back in the Old Testament where God's people were traveling in the desert and God came to dwell with them in this tabernacle.
这样我们想到就是在旧约的时候，当神的百姓在旷野里行走的时候，神就在他们中间支搭帐幕。
So when God's people, when they read this word dwelling, tabernacle, they know exactly what the biblical writer is trying to say.
当那些、犹太人他们读到这个的时候，他们就非常明白、神想在这里说什么。
They understood it's God's presence in a very real and tangible way.
他们知道神的同在是非常的真实，而且是非常的就是可摸得着而且看得见的。
Now don't take this for granted, because remember the story of Moses, how he in the Old Testament he longed to see God, longed to be with God.
就是大家也不要小瞧这件事情，记得摩西当年是如此的渴慕去见到神。
Remember Moses had a prayer, his prayer was this, God show me your glory.
记得摩西曾经、对神说，他说求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
God says I can't because that will kill you.
神说、我不能、因为那会、让你死掉。
But God made a special arrangement for Moses.
然后神就为摩西做一个特别的安排。
This is what happened. He said, God says I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my handUntil I have passed by, then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen.
然后这个神说我的荣耀经过你的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去，然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
In a way, God had to protect Moses by covering himself up, his glory, so that it would not kill Moses.
所以神为了保护摩西，他要把他的荣耀遮掩起来，然后这样就不会杀死他。
But you know the story. After what had happened, Moses' face was shining so brightly that he had to cover up the shining glory so that it would not hurt other people.
他记得当这些事情过去以后，摩西的脸会发光，所以他后来一定要用帕子挡遮住他的脸，这样不会来伤害其他的人。
See, the powerful, glorious presence of God was a huge deal to God's people.
所以看见神荣耀的显现，对神的百姓来讲是一个非常大的事情。
And if Moses was to read this passage and said, "What? Jesus, the glory of God came to dwell among us?"
如果摩西读到这句话说这位荣耀的神子要住在我们人的中间，
He would have been so happy jumping up and down.
他会高兴的要上下上跳起来。
How can that be? Such a perfect holy God would come to be with us fallen people.
他会想这样一位圣洁完全的神怎样住在我们这些堕落的人中间。
But that's God's love.For us. He loved us so much, he came to reveal himself to us.
但这就是神的爱，他爱他的百姓，他就愿意将他自己启示给他的百姓。
On April 12,
1961, 是在1961年的4月12号，
Yuri Gagarin, an astronaut from USSR, became the first human to travel into space.
尤里加加林是这位来自苏联的宇航员，成为第一个在太空行走的人。
During his flight, he arrogantly commented this phrase.
在他这个航行中，他就非常傲慢的这样说。
He said, "I don't see any God up here."
他说我在这里没有看到什么神。
Now, basically, he was denying the existence of God.
基本上来说，他就是来拒绝了。神的存在。
He was up in space and he says, "What God? I don't see any God."
他说我在太空里面，我没有看见什么神。
Now, in response to this, C.S. Lewis, a prominent Christian writer, he wrote this statement.
作为回应，C.S. Lewis 就是一位非常著名的基督教的神学家，这样来回复。
Now, this is very good, and I want you to get his logic. Okay, he said.He said, if there is a God that has created us, we could not discover him by going up into the air.
他的逻辑就是说，如果有神创造了我们，我们就不可能通过上天来发现他。
He said, God does not relate to us the way a man on the second floor would relate to the man on the first floor.
神与我们的关系不像二楼的人与一楼的人的关系那样。
And he said this,He would relate to us the way Shakespeare relates to Hamlet.
他和我们的关系就像莎士比亚和哈姆雷特的关系一样。
Now, you know, Shakespeare is a famous writer, and he wrote about Hamlet, which is a fictional character.
大家知道莎士比亚是一个非常有名的作家，这个哈姆雷特是他的作品中一个虚构的人物。
Shakespeare is the creator of Hamlet's world and of Hamlet himself.
莎士比亚是哈姆雷特的世界和哈姆雷特本人的创造者。
Hamlet can know about Shakespeare only if the author reveals information about him in the play.
只有作者在剧中透露自己的信息，哈姆雷特才能了解莎士比亚。
And so this is the conclusion.
最后的结论是。
So too, the only way to know about God is if God has revealed himself.
因此了解神的唯一途径就是神已经显现了自己。
Isn't that good?
大家觉得好吗？
And that's what makes the meaning of Christmas so significant.
这就使得圣诞节的意义如此的重大。
God came to reveal himself to us.
神降临来向我们显现他自己。
Many theologians believe that this concept of incarnation is by far the most profound theology in the Bible.
这个一位叫 Wayne Grudem 的人，他认为神的无限全能永恒的儿子能够成为人类，并融入人的本性，是宇宙中最深刻的奇迹和最深刻的奥秘。
You want to know how much God loves us?
你想知道神有多爱我们吗？
He came to be with us and to reveal his love to us.
他来到这个世上来与我们同住，而且向我们显现。
Today, many of us are facing challenges and struggles.
我们中间很多人可能面临着挑战和困难。
And as we face next year, there's many uncertainties. And yes, life will be difficult.
展望明年，我们会有很多的不确定性，而生活会很艰难。
But remember, God became flesh and dwell among us.
但请记得，神来到世上，住在我们中间。
We are not alone.
我们不孤单。
He reveals his love to us because he loves us so much.
他因着爱着我们，如此的爱我们，所以他把自己显现给我们。
Now let's look at the second point. Jesus became flesh.
我们看第二点，就是耶稣道成肉身。
Why is it so important to believe that Jesus was human?
为什么相信耶稣是个人是如此的重要？
Because if he was not human, he did not die for our sins.
因为若他不是人，他就没有为我们罪而死。
I love this translation. God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood. The Son also became flesh and blood.
说儿女既同有血肉之躯，他也照样亲自成了血肉之躯。
I want to show you some verses in the Bible that emphasize the fact that God, Jesus, had to become flesh.
我想大家看几节圣经来说明耶稣神的儿子为什么一定要变成这个血肉之体。
I say this because many deceivers have gone out into the world. They deny that Jesus Christ came in a real body. Such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist.
因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。
Another verse. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
Another verse. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
See, in order for Jesus to save us, he had to be fully man, so that he could die for our sins.
耶稣为了他救我们，他必须要变成一个全人，然后才可以来为我们死。
And that's why today, as we read, John chapter 1, the authorchallenged us to put our trust in Jesus Christ.
像我们读到这个约翰福音，这个作者就向我们来挑战，让我们可以把信心放在耶稣的身上。
Look at this. The true light, it's talking about Jesus, that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And in a way, John's urging his readers to believe, trust, receive Jesus by believing in him.
所以这里这个约翰就来挑战他的这些这个读者们，就说就愿意希望他们能够因着相信接受耶稣来得到这个耶稣的这个来认识他。
One pastor put it this way. He says it's kind of like the story of Adam and Eve in the garden.
有一个牧师这样说。他说就好，这个情形就好像亚当夏娃在这个伊甸园里一样。
Both Adam and Eve have sinned and they deserve to die.
亚当和夏娃他们犯了罪，他们应该受到死的这个结局。
But hypothetically speaking, for the sake of illustration,
就是我们只是为了来描绘啊，这个是为了解释这个事情，我们假设。
Let's say that Adam was not with Eve when she sinned.
假设在夏娃犯罪的时候，亚当没有在她身边。
He was on the other side of the garden.
他在这个伊甸园的另外一边。
Then a conversation like this would have taken place.
这样像下面这样一段对话可能就会发生。
God would have had to go to Adam and said to Adam this.
神可能就会找到亚当，然后对他说。
I'm sorry to have you to tell you this, son, but your beloved bride has sinned.
说孩子，我很抱歉这样告诉你你所亲爱的心腹她犯罪了。
And she's going to have to die.
她不得不去死，要死。
Now, while we know that did not happen, but a conversation similar to that did take place.
我们知道那件我们所刚才假设的没有发生，但是一个非常相似的对话的确是发生了。
After Adam and Eve sinned, God the Father had to say to Jesus this.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪以后，这个天神父神这样子对耶稣说。
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, son, but your beloved bride has sinned.
说孩子，我对不起，我必须要告诉你，你所亲爱的心腹，她犯罪了。
And she's going to have to die.
她必须要死。
And Jesus said, "But I don't want her to die."
但耶稣说，我不愿意她死。
But the father would have said, "The penalty of sin is death. She's going to have to die."
但神对天父对耶稣说，但是罪的工价就是死，所以他必须要死。
And Jesus would say, "Well, then, I will die for her."
然后耶稣就说，那样的话，我就要我愿意为他而死。
I will die so that she can live.
我死，然后他可以活。
Isn't that why we celebrate Christmas? Jesus came to die for our sins so that we can live.
所以这难道不就是圣诞节的意义吗？就是耶稣来为我们死，这样我们可以活。
See, the message of Christmas doesn't just end here, though. Because we've received that love, there's a response from us to God.
但是这个圣诞节的这个信息并不是停在这里。我们收到了这个神的爱，我们要有个回应。
If God's love truly came down to us,
若神的爱真正的降临到我们身上，
if we truly experience God's love in our lives,
若我们真正在生活中经历了神的爱，
then the people around us, they will taste the fruit of love from us.
那我们周围的人就会从我们身上也能够尝到这个神的爱，神的爱的果子。
Now I want to use the example of the writer himself, the Apostle John.
我想用这个作者就是使徒约翰来做一个例子。
Now the Apostle John, His nickname in the Bible, he used to be called this.
约翰他在圣经中的一个叫什么？别名是这样子。
Because he was impatient, he was prone to anger, he was impulsive.
因为他很没有耐心，他很容易发脾气，而且很急躁。
One time.Some people rejected the gospel, and he said to Jesus,
有一次有人这个拒绝接受福音，他这样对耶稣说，
Rabbi, let's call down fire from heaven and burn the entire town.
他说，夫子，我们要不要叫这个天上的火降下来，把这整个村庄都烧毁？
See, that gives you a glimpse of who he is, right? A person of anger and rage.
这样可以让大家可以看到他是何等这样的一个容易发怒而且会容易发脾气的人。
But years later, something changed in him.
但过了很多年这个他的脾气变了。
He became the disciple of love.
他从这个雷子变成了一个爱的门徒。
And all his writings are all about God's love.And our love for one another.
所以他写的都是，神的爱及我们怎样爱，彼此相爱。
May I suggest that it's because of, John experienced God's love for him in a very personal way.
我是这样解释，就是说，约翰他亲身经历了神的爱。
Look at these verses. What he said about himself.
During
the Last Supper, he said, "One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him."
所以在他的这个福音书里面，他这样记载说，有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
Do you see how he described himself as the one that Jesus loves?
有没有看到他是怎样来描述他自己，就是耶稣所爱的？
During the crucifixion, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved, talking about himself, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son."
在十字架上，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。
Again, after the resurrection, he said, Jesus said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved, again talking about himself, said to Peter, it is the Lord.
耶稣复活后，耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的门徒，就是他说他自己，对彼得说，是主。
John himself experienced in a personal way the love of God through Jesus Christ.
所以这个使徒约翰他有亲身经历这个耶稣对他的爱。
He knew that God loved him dearly.
他知道神是何等样的爱他。
As you know, I have 5 daughters.
大家可能知道我有五个女儿。
This is a thing they made for me. They're all very precious to me.
这是他们为我做的。他们对我都很非常宝贵。
Whenever we would go out as a family and we met, you know, meet some people, uncles and aunties.
有时候我们和他们一起出去，碰到一些人，比如碰到一些叔叔阿姨。
They have to introduce themselves.
他们要向别人来介绍自己。
Because their names are all kind of unusual.
因为他们名字都不是很常见。
And they all kind of look like each other.
他们长得也都很像。
And so they have to introduce themselves.
所以他们必须要向别人介绍一下自己。
Now suppose one of them introduced herself and said.
大家想一下，如果有一个孩子这样向别人介绍说。
Oh, hi, my name is so-and-so.
我的名字是这个某某某。
And I am the one that daddy loves.
我是这个父亲所爱的那个女儿。
Now that would create some tension right there, right?
那可能在他们姐妹中间制造一些紧张。
That would be very awkward.
那也会比较难堪。
But you know what, deep down, daddy would be very happy.
但是你知道，在这个做爸爸的心里面会非常的高兴。
Because daddy wants every one of them to know that daddy loves them individually, dearly.
因为父亲在心里面实在是盼望每个孩子，他们都认为自己是父亲所亲爱的那一个。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that your heavenly daddy loves you dearly?
弟兄姐妹，你们知不知道天父是这样的宝贵的爱你吗？
See, I believe it's that knowledge that compelled the Son of Thunder to become the Apostle of Love.
我相信也是这样的认识，就使得这位雷子变成了这个爱的使徒。
The word became flesh, made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, and it says he is full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
See, that's what God's love, what it looks like, truth and grace.
这就是神的爱所彰显出来的样子，就是恩典有真理。
A few of us pastors from our church, we get together with some other pastors of other churches in town, and we gather together to pray for each other.
我们有一群牧师，我们会经常的相聚，大家在一起，也和其他教会的牧师一起，会彼此的代祷。
A while ago, one of the pastors from another church, he asked us if we could pray for him.
有一次有一个其他教会的牧师，请我们为他祷告。
You see, he's going through a very difficult time. His church is facing a storm.
那是他经历的很大的难处，他的教会也处于一个风暴中。
And he was being challenged on his stance on sexual ethics.
所以他当时是因着这个性伦理方面的立场而受到挑战。
This pastor, he believes the Bible is very clear that marriage is between man and woman.
这位牧师他坚信圣经非常清楚，说婚姻是一个男人与一个女人之间的事情。
But some of his members, even his leaders, some of his leaders, they strongly disagree.
但是其他的一些教会的成员，甚至是一些做带领的，他们非常强烈的反对。
And he's having to have some very difficult conversations with these individuals.
所以这是他和这些人的之间的谈话就变得非常的困难。
And as you could imagine, these conversations are often very heated and they don't usually end well.
大家可以想象这些对话可能会最终越来越激烈，最终的结果也不会太好。
And he's a humble man, and he asked if we could just remember him in prayer.
他是个非常谦卑的人，他就请我们一起为他祷告。
And he asked that when he would speak to his members, that God would grant him more humility.
他盼望能够他在与他的这些教会的成员谈话的时候，神能够给他更多的谦卑
，and more patience，
更多的耐心
，and more love，
更多的爱。
And so we did. We prayed for him that day. That yes, God would grant him all these characteristics that he asked for. Filled him with humility. Filled him with patience. Filled him with love.
也我们也就照他所求的为他祷告，求神赐给他更多的耐心，谦卑和爱心。
But we did not end there.
但是我们并没有停在那里。
We pray that God would strengthen him.
我们也求神坚固他。
That he would stand firm on God's truth.
我们盼望他能够在神的真理上可以站立得稳。
That he would not compromise God's truth in the face of difficulties.
像他在面对困难的时候，不会在神的真理上妥协。
For without truth, there will be no love.
若没有真理的话，也就没有爱。
And ultimately, it's the truth that sets us free.
因为最终是真理让我们得自由。
Amen.
Amen.
See, true love means grace and truth.
所以真正的爱是真理。
And that's what Jesus embodies.
所以这也是耶稣基督说他所体现的。
And may God help all of us that give us that wisdom and strength to display God's glory by living out God's grace and truth.
我们也求神给我们这样的智慧和力量，我们可以活出他的这个爱，就是真理和恩典。
The Bible tells us very clearly that we are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
圣经也很清楚地告诉我们说，我们是基督的使者。
Now, let's think about that. That means we represent Jesus to the people around us.
所以大家想一下，就这就是说，我们对周围人来讲，我们就代表着耶稣。
We represent Jesus to our family members.
对我们的家人来讲，我们就代表了耶稣。
To our coworkers，
对我们的同事。
To our friends，
对我们的朋友。
To our neighbors，
对我们的邻居。
Lee Strobel, a pastor and writer, he quotes a lady.
一个牧师，他名字叫 Lee Strobel， 他曾经引用过一个妇人的话。
This lady, she does not attend church. She did not grow up in the church.
这位女士她没有去教会，她也不是在教会长大的。
Someone who has been abused, been through some abuse in her life.
在她的生命中，她曾经生活中遭到过虐待。
And this is part of their ongoing conversation, and she said to Pastor Lee.
下面是她和这位李牧师的一段对话。
She said, "Do you understand that you?" Represent Jesus to me.
他对这个牧师说，他说你明白吗？你对我来讲就代表着耶稣。
Do you understand that when you treat me with gentleness, it makes me think that perhaps Jesus is gentle too?
因为我明白，当你 这样温柔地对待我的时候，这也让我想到或许耶稣也
And that when you listen to my stories and not make fun of me, I think perhaps Jesus is interested in me as well.
因为明白如果你能够聆听我的问题而且也不取笑我，我会想或许耶稣也真正对我感兴趣。
Do you know that when I hear you talk about your broken past, I think to myself, maybe I'm just a normal person instead of a bad, no good little girl who deserves abuse.
你知道吗？当我听到你讲到你那破碎的过去的时候，我想或许我也只是一个很正常的人，而不是一个坏女孩，就应该值得应该受到虐待。
Do you understand that your words are God's words to me?
你知不知道你对我所讲的话也是神在我眼里是神对我讲的话吗？
Your face is His face to someone like me.
你的脸也像神的脸对我一样。
Please let this be another trick. Please let this one be real.
我这是祈求，这不是另外一次，只是来欺骗我，是这次是真的。
Do you understand that you represent Jesus to me?
有没有明白，你对我来讲就代表着耶稣。
See, may we always remember that that's our calling. That's our identity. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ to this world that we live in.
请大家记得我们的呼召，我们的身份就是我们是耶稣的使者，对于我们在所生活的这个世界来说。
Let me end today's message by sharing with you a story of something that God is doing in our church.
下面我会给大家分享一个神在我们教会中所发生的一个故事。
Last year, during the fall, a neighbor of our church at the Seattle campus approached me and asked me some questions.
去年的秋天，我们在西雅图的这个教会的，周围一个邻居来找到我，问我一些问题。
At that time, we just implemented the security because at that time there were some shootings in the church, so we implemented some security, and so of course that was very visible to the neighborhood. So he wanted to know more about our intentions of doing that.
当时那段时间发生了一些枪击案，为了安全的原因，我们教会呢就增加了一些这种安全的措施，因为邻居们也都看得到，所以他们就跑来问我们这样做的目的是什么。
And so, you know, it was a conversation. That conversation turned into more conversations.
但至少从那个第一次谈话开始，后面又引出了更多的对话。
Email exchanges, in-person meetings.
后面还有更多的这个大家发电子邮件，然后有面对面的谈话。
And through that, we kind of struck up a friendship. And so, this person he struggles with some physical illnesses. And so he's somebody that I think about, somebody that I pray for when I think about him.
所以慢慢我们就形成了一些友谊。而且这位邻居他也身体有病，所以我也常常是想到他，也为他祷告。
So one time after one of our in-person meetings, he took me on a tour through the streets that our church is on.
有一次就是我们一起开完会以后，他就带着我在这个我们教会所在那个街上，他又带我这个有一个这个叫什么？走一走 yeah.
And you're right. And so he told me about each household on that street.
他就告诉我那条街上的每一个房子里面的住的人。
So he says, "Oh, here, a boat captain lives here."
哦，他说这个房子是一个船长，一个很 yeah.
And he parks his boat in his backyard.
他在后院里边停了一艘船。
And the next house, oh, a carpenter lives here.
另外一个房子说，哦，这边是住一个木匠。
He actually builds everything in his house.
他在他房子里面，他东西都是在他房子里造的。
And then the next one, oh, the wife, died of COVID last year.
这一家他们的太太是这个新冠时候去世了。
So an old man now lives by himself.
这位老人家自己一个人住在里面。
And the next one, they're pregnant with their 9-month-old first child.
所以这一家是他们已经怀孕九个月了，他们在等他们的第一个孩子。
And right there, it dawned on me that, wow, there are real people living here around the church with real stories.
所以这很让我震惊，让我意识到，我们教会这个街上是住着真实的人，而且他们有些真实的生活、真实的故事。
And I wonder, our church has been in this neighborhood for more than 40 years.
当时我就想，我们教会已经在那条街上有超过40年了。
What do our neighbors think of us?
我们邻居怎么看我们呢？
They know we're a church, but what comes to mind when they think of us?
当然他知道我们是教会，但是当他们想到我们的时候，是他们脑海里会浮现出什么来呢？
Have we represented Jesus well?
我们有没有好好的来代表耶稣呢？
Are we ambassadors of Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
我们是不是基督的使者，这神的儿子的使者呢？
Have we been a blessing to our neighbors?
我们对我们的邻居是不是一个祝福呢？
Or are we just an inconvenience to them?
哦，还是说我们对他们只是一个不方便？
Who takes up all their parking spaces whenever we have church meetings?
所以我们有教会的聚会的时候，我们就把他们的停车位都占了。
The truth is, we have not been a blessing to them.
事实是我们的确没有成为他们的祝福。
The truth is, they do not like us.
事实是他们不太喜欢我们。
The truth is, we're doing a terrible job as representatives of Jesus Christ.
事实是我们在代表耶稣作为他的使者方面，我们做得非常糟糕。
So last Christmas, we, some of us got together and we make some egg tarts.
所以去年圣诞节时候我们又一些人聚在一起做了一些蛋挞
and some chocolate covered strawberries
还有一些这个裹着巧克力的草莓
and this is the end product
这就是我们最后做出来的
and we delivered to the neighborhood of our church
我们就送到我们教会周围的邻居那里
so I was the appointed person to deliver
他们就派我去送我去敲门
No answer
没有人来开门
Now Have you noticed that people don't open answer doors these days? Have you noticed that?
大家有没有注意到在现今这个时候大家都不来这个有人敲门的话，大家都不来开门了。
Especially to strangers.
特别对于陌生人来说。所以我继续敲门。
I could tell there are people behind the door.
我能够感受到这个门后面其实有人。
Voice said, "Who are you?"
就听见有声音问说，你是谁啊
？What do you want?
你要干什么？
I said, I'm your neighbor. I'm from the Chinese church.
我就对他们说，我是你的邻居，我就是街上这个中国教会，过来的。
We have a gift for you.
我们有件礼物要给你。
I showed them the box.
就把那个盒子给他看。
They cracked open the door just a little bit.
他们就开了个门缝。
I give them the box.
我就把那个盒子递给他们。
I said,Just want to wish you Merry Christmas.
说我只是想祝你们圣诞快乐。
Thank you for being a good neighbor to us.
谢谢你们是我们做我们的好邻居。
Now you should have seen the shock in their face.
你应该想看一看他们脸上那个震惊的那个表情。
I mean, literally, you could see ice melting and their face softened up.
你也可以看到他们的脸色就慢慢的缓和下来。
They're speechless.
他们无话可讲。
So, during the Chinese New Year.
到了我们过春节的时候。
Now, of course, we're Chinese church. We got to do something, right?
因为我们是中国教会，所以我们肯定要做点什么。
So some of us got together and we make some spring roll.
所以我们就一起做了一些春卷。
And 年糕。
还有年糕。
Oh, it's really delicious.
非常好吃。
And it's Chinese New Year, so we included a red envelope.
因为是中国新年，所以我们又带了一些红包。
Listen, not $1 bills, but $2 bills.
里面放的不是一块钱，是放了两块钱。
$1 bill, who cares, right? But $2, very special.
Yeah, 如果里面就放一块钱的话，没人在乎。但是是两块钱的钱的话，很罕见。
So we wrote a letter explaining what we're doing.
我们也写了一封信来解释我们要在做什么。
On the letter, it says, it's our tradition during Chinese New Year to give red envelopes to loved ones and those who are special to us.
上面写的就是说，这是我们中国新年的一个传统，就是我们给我们所爱的人，或者很特别的人，给他们红包。
We want you to know that you are special to us and we're grateful for you.
我们想让你知道你对我们很特别，我们非常感谢你。
Though we do not know what this year may bring, may you experience much peace and joy.
我们不知道这个新年会是什么样子，但是我们愿你能够有平安和喜乐。
Now they're talking to me now.
现在他们开始对我讲话了。
Oh, you guys are so kind. You didn't have to do this.
你们真是太好了，你们没必要这样做。
We're so happy that you're our neighbor too.
我们也很高兴你们做我们的邻居。
One person said, "Let me know if you need me to do anything."
请有一个人说，如果你需要我帮什么，就是只是让告诉我就好了。
Now, remember that was during the time of shooting and all that, right? Asian hate, and so he's like, "Let me know if I could do anything for you."
大家知道那时候有很多的这个枪击，而且还有很多仇恨亚裔的这个事情。但是这个人却说，如果你需要做什么，就告诉我。
Now this time I'm speechless.
这一次我无话可讲。
Well, Easter. We got to do something, right?
所以到了这个复活节我们也应该做些什么。
Got together, make some Easter flowers just delivered to the neighborhood.
然后我们就一起做了一些花，我们送到邻居的门口。
Recently, we did peppermint bark chocolate and delivered to the neighborhood.
最近我们又做了一些，叫什么呀？一些巧克力，带薄荷味道的巧克力也送给他们。
Well, let me share one particular incident.
让我给大家讲一下发生的一件事。
As I was delivering these gifts, the wife came to the door.
于是我在送这个礼物的时候，那个太太来开门。
It's one of those houses where the door opened, only the person that answered the door would see who is at the door.
这个门就是那种你打开以后的，只有开门那个人能看见外面是谁。
The people in the house, they don't know who's at the door.
所以在屋子里面的人，他们不知道门口的人是谁。
So this is a household of a very old elderly couple.
这间房子是一对年长的夫妻。
So the wife opened the door, and she saw me bringing gifts to them.
然后这个太太把门打开，就看见我带着礼物给他们。
No words. She simply.Said her reaction was,
"Ah!" 她没有说什么，她的反应就是，
Now, I did not say anything. She did not say anything.
她也没有说什么。
The husband, in the living room heard her excitement.
然后在那个先生在那个客厅里面就听到了他太太在外面这个表现的这样兴奋。
Now remember, he did not know what it was about. He did not know it was me from the church.
请大家记得，这个先生也不知道那个门口是谁，也不知道我是从教会来的。
But when he heard his wife's excitement,
当他听见他太太这样的反应的时候
，he said,
他这样说。
Is it the church?
他说是教会吗
？Now I walked away and I kept thinking about that.
当我走的时候，我一直在想这件事。
How wonderful it would be that whenever the world receives something good.
当这个世界上的人收到一些好的东西的时候
，When they are blessed，
当他得到了祝福
，They think that must be from the church。
他们会想，这一定是从教会来的。
That's the representative of God。
这是神的代表。
They've come to bless us。
他们来祝福我们。
Who are we？
我们是谁呢
？We are representatives of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣基督的代表。
The light of God who came to this dark and broken world.
是的，光来到这个黑暗破碎的世界。
May God help all of us, every one of us, to live out His love, His glory.
愿神帮助我们每个人能够活出他的。爱他的荣耀来
by living out his grace and his truth
能够因着他的这个恩典和他的真理
may the people around us taste the goodness the love of God and give glory to him our heavenly father
愿我们周围的人能够尝到神爱的滋味也能够把感谢归给神把荣耀归给神
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray
一起来祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us. Your word is so clear and powerful.
主，我们实在感谢你这样的对我们讲话，你的话语是这样的，清楚，也这样的有能力。
Lord, we are so blessed. We do not deserve any of your blessings, but you love us. You die for us.
主，我们实在是不配得你任何的恩典，但是主，你这样的爱我们，你为我们而死。
Help us to be able to live out that.Unconditional love in our daily life.
主耶稣，求你让我们在每天的生活中活出那个没有条件的、没有保留的爱。
Even though Christmas has come and gone, help us to live out the meaning of Christmas in our everyday life.
虽然圣诞节来了又过去了，主，我们求你让我们在每天的生活中能够活出圣诞节真正的意义。
May you help us to not just be hearers of your word, but be doers of your word.
主，我求你，这是不是让我们只是听见你的话语，而是能够活出你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.